another one.
Oh my.
Surprise, motherfucker.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Ah, shit. Here we go again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. We are the Godfathers of Podcasting. It is Thursday, April 28th at 8:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are broadcasting live right here on GodfathersOfPodcasting.com. In case y'all didn't know, we are the OGs. And we've been podcasting since before podcasting was even called podcasting. As always, archives of this show are available on every major podcast provider. But the video version of this show is exclusively available on our website, GodfathersOfPodcasting.com. Speaking of our website, go there and buy some merch. Hoodies, t-shirts, tanks, whatever you want. We got it. If you want to, you can interact with us right now. Send us a message by text or WhatsApp. The number is 437-375-2000. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Donnie Da Silva, and I am joined this week by the Zach Morris to my Screech Powers, the Will Smith to my Carlton, the Beavis to my Butthead. This is my boy, my co-host for more than 20 years, the one and only Notorious T.I.D., Chris Tidwell.
Well, at least you got the Beavis and Butthead part right. I mean, I don't know about the other ones, but that is for dang sure. Hey, Donnie.
Wow, I didn't know you did a Beavis.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you don't. What can
I do? I don't. Yeah, that's just me.
You're the real.
How's it going this week, dude? How are you?
I'm all right, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Quite well. We got hits. We got shits. It's been a busy week. A lot of things going on. Please go right ahead.
No, I was just going to say before we get any further, for anyone asking, because this has been going on for a couple weeks now, just like we said last week and just like we said the week before, conspicuous by his absence is our bro, Danny O, the third Godfather. He's not here this week. We did mention he got COVID a few weeks ago and as a result had to rearrange his whole life in order to catch up on things. He will be back, at least as far as we know, next week on the program. He will make his long-awaited return. In fact, maybe it'll just be Dan. Maybe Tid and I will take the week off. It'll just be Dan.
Dude, could you imagine? It would never make it. It would. The technology would not allow
He wouldn't even know how to turn on the thing.
No. We'd have to start everything up and then bounce. We'd have to Irish goodbye him and then just leave him and see how long he lasted. Dan, that'd be amazing, watching, actually, and then time it.
If you're watching this, Dan, let us know if you're cool to host all by yourself.
So good.
Yeah, so we want to start the show off the way we have been the last few weeks. And we like to look at whatever our personal highlight and low light is from the week that was. We call them hits and shits. Tid, I throw to you, sir.
Sure. What do you want to start with this week?
I want to start with shit, so I end happy with a hit.
Well, shit for me this week.
Yeah. Tell me.
Elon Musk.
Oh, he's always shit.
And he's in the news like all over the place, right? And everybody knows about the whole Twitter thing and he's going to buy Twitter and he's not going to buy Twitter. And now he's buying Twitter.
$43 billion.
Whatever. Yeah. More than you and I have ever even like dreamt about.
He could have ended world hunger 10 times.
Well, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Let's buy Twitter.
He decided to do a thing for ideological reasons, and he's going to buy Twitter, right? Okay, sure. And then he goes and he says a bunch of other crazy things that make you not believe it, like, you know, buy Coca-Cola and put the cocaine back in it. And you have to ask yourself, wait a second, like which side of the fence are you living on here, Elon? Because I don't know if you understand. I don't give a shit about Twitter. But if you're about to buy Coca-Cola and put cocaine back in it, I might turn to a cola drinker. I'm just saying.
Come on.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be enough to do it. But anyways, and that's the problem, because then you're just wasting perfectly good drugs on a shitty drink like Coca-Cola, in my opinion.
So that's your shit that Elon Musk.
That is the that's shit, Elon Musk. You got goddamn it,
Twitter, and he wants to put cocaine. Why does he want to put cocaine in Coca-Cola? What is that? I haven't heard that.
Because he's a whack job. Okay. He's just talking shit. And this is what this is the thing is, now we're going to enter into this whole new fucking era again of people just spewing random, even more so random shit on Twitter.
Yeah. And I mean, I think there's been a lot of discussion this week about the whole Elon Musk purchasing Twitter and his statements of he is an unapologetic defender of free speech, and he feels like there's been too much censorship on social media, so this is his way of combating it. The censorship that he's referring to has been hate speech,
mm-hmm.
racism, and false information as it relates to most recently the global pandemic. And we know from his own personal tweets that Elon Musk has less than widely accepted views on the global pandemic. And
100%.
It almost feels like he's pissed. Not almost. It does feel like he's pissed that the people that support his ideology are being shut up. So I'll teach you. I'll buy the whole platform. And 100%. So that it's okay. Now, he did say, I saw in a message, can't remember if it was today or yesterday, he said, I am vehemently pro free speech, but I still feel that the only thing that should govern what gets posted on Twitter are the laws in the country where it was tweeted. To wit, if you live in North America and you post something that convenes hate law, then you can still be subject to hate law crime.
It should be.
Right. That should go without saying. So that's one thing. The weird part of that to me is when he says in the country where you tweeted. So if you happen to be in a country or what, in international waters, you can say whatever you want.
What how many if, tweets are kind of come from the Mars? That SpaceX bullshit or whatever the fuck it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's going to be tweeting from outer space. All tweets come here. Or who's to say? Maybe he just puts the tweet fucking satellite up there. So technically, it's all coming from outer space. It's absolutely silly that this is what we've come to. And how come? Like, if it's just come down to rich people buying this for the sake of their own amusement because they got picked on when they were younger or something like that, right? Like, how come some of these rich ass like Saudi princes haven't stood up? You know what I mean? How come more stuff hasn't been bought by some of these young cats that you see driving around in like platinum, you know what I mean, Rolls Royces and stuff like that? Whatever they want. I mean, why the fuck is Elon buying Twitter? Because he wants to. It's got nothing to do with more than hey everybody, you like this thing? You like this little machine? Yeah, it's mine now. It's mine now.
It's a little unfathomable. I like that word, by the way. Unfathomable. It's unfathomable.
Unfathomable.
That a human can spend $43 billion and keep on rolling.
But here's the thing: is he's not real. Like, he's not. That's the thing, because like there's banks behind this.
Sure,
they're putting up a bunch of this and everything like that. So he could have picked any fucking number as long as they agreed to do it. He's just brokering the deal and gets to fucking be the poster boy for it.
And ultimately, set the value of Twitter for an exit strategy should he decide to cash the fuck out.
I can't imagine what kind of return on investment this is going to have to be for him to stick around.
It feels silly. Is really what I'm getting at. It feels silly. Okay, that's your shit. What's your hit?
Yeah.
Mr. Tid?
Well, it is a beautiful day back out west in the lovely city of Las Vegas.
Oh, not here.
And on this day in the city of Las Vegas, it is NFL draft day. Right now, as we speak, we are live right now. And here we go. Like, the draft is going on at the same exact time. So I'm excited about that, because that means to me, officially, football season is just around the corner. It's just about ready to get going. We just get through the summertime and watch the training stuff. And then here we go. So
where are your Philadelphia Eagles picking in the draft?
They've got, like, I think 10 picks. Like,
what the fuck?
This year.
That's a thing?
Insane. Dude,
I'm so used to basketball. Like, one round, two rounds, that's it.
The Chiefs have 12 picks.
How many rounds are there now?
I think there's four or five, something like that. But I mean,
they got 12
picks? Here's the thing. Philadelphia has two first round picks, number 15 and number 18.
Okay.
Right now. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. It's just, I'm excited because they're doing it in Vegas, you know, for the first time. They put a lot of money into Vegas. And here's the exciting part about it. You think about all the money the NFL has put into this. You know what I mean? They've had to fly everybody down. The Raiders building there, everything like that. There's even gone so far as to, like, a dude apparently was building. I don't know if it ever went through, but remember we talked about this story on here a while ago. That dude who was building a Raiders themed brothel outside of the city for girls. And there's many other brothels out there. There's, like, the Chicken Ranch, for example. A girl who works there has offered to actually sleep, have sex with the guy who gets drafted first this year in the 2022 NFL draft. Damn! That's what I'm saying, right? Those
Chicken Ranch girls charge like $50,000 for a blowy.
Listen, a lot of money in these NFL games, right? You look it up right now.
I want to ask you something, because, you know, I'm an NFL fan. It's not my live and die game. You know, I love basketball, as you know, but I love the NFL. I love hockey. I love baseball. I love it all. Is it still the case, because I haven't paid close attention to the draft in a few years, but is it still the case these days where if you get drafted in the NFL draft, you're most likely going to be a part of someone's roster? It's not like in the NBA where 60% of the guys may never make it, or maybe out of the league in a year or something. Do most of these guys end up on a roster and play?
Most of them do, but that doesn't mean, a lot of times lately, there's been a lot of young quarterbacks. There's an influx of young quarterbacks in the NFL right now that are just in their year ones, year twos. This draft right now is not a quarterback heavy draft. You know what I mean? This is a defense heavy draft coming number one, number two out of this thing. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. Do I think these guys are going to make it onto the team 100%? Will they have that star power? You know what I mean? That notoriety is like drafting a quarterback. But then you got to look at the other side of that, right? Remember that piece of shit, Johnny Manziel?
Of course, Johnny Football.
You know what I mean? Johnny Football. How long did his NFL run last?
5 yards.
Like, not even. I think he had negative yardage. You know,
so really,
there's that side of it, right?
Yeah.
So really, he was touted to be the dude,
right?
You know,
right. You don't get football as your nickname if you suck,
or unless you're Keanu Reeves,
right? The Replacements, was that your reference?
Or Morrison?
So really, it's like every other sport, right? There's going to be years where everyone's, you know, you got Jags, just the guys, and then there's your superstar drafts where it feels like the top bunch of guys are all going to be Hall of Famers. So it's the same shit.
Absolutely is.
All right.
But it's exciting.
Cool. All right. Let me move
to... What about you?
My shit of the week.
Please, take a shit.
I'm going to take a shit right now. Last week, I took in the fight where Tyson Fury pummeled... his fellow Brit, what the hell is his name again? I already forgot his name.
Dillian White.
Dillian White, aka dead British guy. Tyson Fury whipped his ass, won the fight in the sixth round, and announced his retirement from boxing. Tyson Fury, for the uneducated, is an undefeated heavyweight boxing champion. He's 33 years of age, and he has been speaking in the last 24 hours saying, stop asking me, stop approaching me, don't come to me with offers. Nothing will make me unretire. I am done. And my shit of the week is that Tyson Fury is lying to me. He's lying, Tid.
What do you mean? I have seen this game too many times
when athletes retire in their athletic prime, in their earning prime, their revenue generating prime.
Hold on, very quickly. For those of you that are not tuned in to the ever so expensive video portion of this, he threw up air quotes. Okay, go ahead, Donnie.
Thank you, sir.
You piece of shit.
I am not buying for a second that he is going to retire. You and I talked about this off air a little bit, and you think that this is a matter of him retiring, maybe vacating the championship belt, and having some kind of super card fight with UFC heavyweight champion Francis Ngannou. And what could they make there? $100 million each?
Probably done right. Do this thing in Saudi Arabia.
Well, $200 million each.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? They go over there and make some of that WWE money. Real quick. You know, Tyson Fury just fought in front of 84,000 people in his home country against a fellow Brit. Like, and people still, you know, try to figure out how is it that boxing makes so much money? Well, do the math, people. 84,000 at an average of $500 a ticket.
Do you know what average? Do you know what his purse was for that fight?
It's the thing he carries over his shoulder.
Thank you, sir. Do you know how much is in it?
No, I have no idea. Okay. I don't know if that's
a sweet comeback, considering you had no idea how much you made.
Yeah, not bad. That's good. You know, but here's a guy who never trained to look big. He trained to beat people. You know what I mean? So it's interesting. It's interesting to think that him and Ngannou could have, like, that couldn't be anything more than an exhibition. And in this world that we live in, think about it. I mean, look at all these other exhibition fights, you know what I mean, that Mayweather, everybody's doing. Yeah. Fuck. You think they couldn't cash in on some of those, you know, you put Ngannou and Tyson Fury on a card with any of the Paul brothers, some stupid ass thriller thing. You know, hosted in fucking Abu Dhabi.
I also think if that exhibition fight isn't the goal to get another massive monster record-setting payday, if that's not really his secret goal, what about this as a conspiracy theory? And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but what about this? He's essentially cleaned out all the best heavyweight fighters in the world, right?
Right.
He's kind of beaten them all. There's nothing left for him to do. What if he vacates the title? He goes away for 12 to 18 months. Someone else comes in and becomes champion in his stead. And now he gets bored of sitting at home and he wants to come back and claim what he never lost. Is that a huge payday?
Yeah. And here's the thing.
Isn't there more intrigue for the challenger than the defender?
Well, he's not, especially if he goes away,
that's right? What I mean.
Because he's only, 34 yeah. years old, right?
Yeah.
And he's still good. Yeah. He's still really, really good. He's clearly a problem. The heavyweight division actually has to come up to him right now.
That's right.
Right? The biggest threat outside of Dillian White to him, who is a mandatory, if I'm not mistaken, the biggest threat to him, is Usyk, who's a cruiserweight moving up. You know what I mean? He's a light heavyweight moving up, who's tied up. He's going to beat up Anthony Joshua again. But even, you know what I mean? And then, so somebody's got to go in there, make themselves noticeable for the next, 2 years. And then, yeah, Tyson Fury will be back, and he'll be, 35, 36 years old? Come on. Give your head a shake. Look at what guys like George Foreman did, you know, later on. You know, Frazier even later on. Muhammad Ali.
Mid-40s, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to happen.
Tyson Fury's going to
fight again.
Get back in the ring, dude. I want to see it. You're too damn young to stop making money.
Fury and Tyson.
Here. Ooh.
What? Who said that?
Here's my hit of the week. My highlight, please, if you will. And I saw a video about this online, and it was one of those stories that was so sweet. I almost had to push a tear back because it was just really heartwarming, and I wanted to bring it out here. There's a female powerlifter from Bruce High School in Mississippi. And this young woman named Diamond Campbell was trying to compete in a powerlifting meet, you know, whatever it was. I don't know if it was state. I don't know what the hell it was. There's a bunch of different schools. So right before she, not in the hours while they're waiting around to compete.
Okay.
The moment before she's about to go pick up a fucking bar and go, look how strong I am. The head judge walks up to her and tells her she's about to be disqualified because she has beads in her hair.
How are they going to help her lift?
They are not. But there is a rule in their rule book, which is ancient, that says anything in the hair is illegal and is considered to be grounds for disqualification. Diamond Campbell spoke very eloquently on the news in her area and said, you know what? Those rules were made when there was only white girls competing in these events. You know, like those are ancient rules and they're not adjusting for cultural diversity. Like these beads are a part of my culture. But ultimately, Diamond Campbell decided she wanted to lift and she wanted to remove the beads. Well, the judges told her, that's great that you want to remove them, but you got to be ready to go in whatever it is, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And you got dozens of beads in your hair. Not going to be able to do it. You're going to get DQ'd. And then 8 girls, a couple of them are her teammates and the rest of them are her opponents. They circle around her and they're all getting into her hair. It's the damnedest
stabber. Thing.
And they, no stabbing. They all start to
circle jerk,
help remove each bead one by one by one. And one of the girls there from a competitor from a rival school said, look, it's just not fair. She should be allowed to compete and she's not doing anything wrong. You know, she's not using performance enhancing drugs. She's not doing anything. She's got beads in her hair and this is an issue. So they got the beads out and she lifted. The director of the Mississippi High School Activities Association came out immediately after and said that rule will be removed next year. In a related story, and I don't know if you knew this or not, Tid, in March,
10 girls all showed up the next day at their powerlifting competition with beads in their hair.
That would be the cool
follow-up. That would have been the better story, is if all the girls
just, all of like, us, motherfucker.
All of us. You know what I mean? Because then you know what you got there? You know what you got there? You got a Disney movie, motherfucker.
Right? Well, that's how the Disney movie will unfold.
Exactly.
It was March of this year. The U.S. House of Representatives passed an act called the Crown Act, which would ban all race-based hair discrimination. That act is currently in committee with the Senate and will hopefully become law. For those of you out there that are listening to that and go, hair-based race discrimination, what is that? Let me give you this for a second. Aside from this story. No, this is a real thing.
No, I know it is, but here's the problem that I see with this, Donnie, right out the gate, is that, and they're saying that it shouldn't happen, but you're opening the door, and now you're going to have, like, redheads with cornrows, right?
Well,
you know what I mean? How many white girls that all think that it's, like, vacation time in Jamaica all
you know
the
what?
Fucking time?
A ginger, right? A ginger that wants to have cornrows today can. Because it's a hairstyle. It's not hair accoutrement that gets you disqualified.
I didn't say put any meat in it.
Not charcuterie. What the fuck are you talking about? years ago, coaching basketball, I was coaching high school girls. We're in a tournament, and we're in some small town, Ontario. And black girl on my team, she's got beads in her hair. Okay. She, like, her mom did her hair up, looked great. And she happened to be our best player on the team. Well, the coach on the other,
you had one black girl on your team?
No, I had a few.
Oh, okay. Well, you said the black girl.
No, I said a black girl. I said a black girl. The coach on the other team had watched us play earlier in the tournament, saw her dominating, goes up to the referee before the game and says, she's not allowed to play. She's got all that stuff in her hair. And the referee comes up to me and goes, you know, technically it's a rule. And I'm like, are you fucking ribbing me? Like, how is this going to impact what happens? And the coach from, the coach from the other team says, if she happens to whip her head quickly, one of those beads could hit my player in the eye and injure them. Like, you got to be kidding with that bullshit. That is some far-fetched fake news.
You are fake news.
Could you imagine if all of the girls in protest, all of the girls just showed up in like swimmers caps, you know, just put all of their hair up like bald cap the entire league, you know what I mean? And just wear, just bald cap it, wear like flesh tone, complete flesh tone leotards to play in and be like, you know what I mean? Here's the protest of it. Stop the fucking insanity of the slightest bit of individuality that these girls have left while they're playing a game, playing a fucking game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And rules like this have to be adjusted because, like,
where did they come from?
It's so stupid. Like, they have rules like, so for example, in kids sports, they have rules like you can't have any exposed metal
genitals
on your person. So if you have a brace, for example, right? Like a knee brace or something like that, it's got to be covered up. I was at a tournament. Different tournament, different team. Player was wearing one of those Stone Cold Steve Austin knee braces because she had had a torn ACL, and it was padded because it had to be in order to comply with the rules. Well, the padding on the side of the brace, when she dove for a loose ball, it ripped open. The referee threw her out of the game, assessed a technical foul for unsportsmanlike conduct, and threw her out of the game. Because he goes,
as opposed to just letting her get it fixed because it's an equipment.
I said to him, we could tape it up. He goes, feel free to tape it up, but she's not coming back to this game. She is a safety hazard. She's not returning to this game. You want to tape it up for the next game? That's your business. Like, you're an asshole. You're just an asshole.
Yeah. And that's a dude who's making $20 being a referee.
If, you know, and it's like, that
kind of, I meant for the whole tournament,
that kind of garbage really pisses me off, you know, like, and whether it's the hair thing or the leg brace or whatever it is, it's like, there's a difference in this world, whether it's in sports or society, between letter of the law and spirit of the law. And anytime you're more obsessed with letter of the law, typically shit goes sideways, and I'm not down.
It's a fucking game, and most of these kids are putting out money to be there. They're not getting paid for it.
You got that right, brother. They're putting
out hundreds of thousands of dollars to be there. Well, some of these kids, I mean, not at the level you were, but I mean, some of these kids out there, their parents are anyways, but you
thousands,
know what I mean?
By the time
it's, yeah. Yeah.
For absolutely. Sure. Thousands.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Game over a fucking game.
That's what I'm saying. We are going to pause,
take a commercial break.
We get to our featured guest tonight. We did just have a text message that came in on our hotline 437-375-2000, and it says, "Hey, what happened to Dr. Tid? I've got relationship problems. My life's a fucking mess." sending your shit. You know what? Yeah. Sending your shit, and maybe Tid and our guest. Well, take a stab at trying to cure your life. Or stab your life. That's also an option. Let's bring her in right now, everybody. It's time for the big hello. And I first became aware of this person. in the last few months that I've been hanging around at the Battle Arts Academy, she's often there just rolling on the mats or getting twisted up. And then I dug a little deeper and found out that she's also the owner of Top Mutt Studios. She's a producer, just straight up. That's what she does. She produces everything. She produces music, videos, podcasts, large clouds of weed smoke, and she produces plenty of awkward facial reactions when she bluntly asks people about their sex life or what kind of dick they prefer. Her program, The PhD Show, always makes me feel a little high and like I've learned something. Let's just roll a quick clip, shall we?
It's time.
See? Educational. And in addition to that, she also produces the Thick Boy Fight Club podcast, where they sit around and talk all things MMA, which of course is right up our alley. And I've heard her say she's just trying to get canceled so that she can up her views. Maybe tonight is the night. Ladies and gentlemen, you thought my intro was finished, but I've really just begun. Settle down and listen. We're gonna have some fun. She'd make a pimp blush and get cussed by a nun. Now give it up for the fat boss, Fallon Dunn.
I'm a fat boss.
What's up, Fallon?
Oh, I love that intro. I need to record you and just wake up to that every morning.
That's your positive affirmation for the day.
Yes. Normally I just have myself talking shit to myself.
Right? That can get really toxic, actually. You should be careful with that.
It could. I'm not one for compliments.
It's funny. Donnie always gets
I did like your intro.
Donnie always gets the, you know, I should record it so I could wake up to it. No, he never gets invited to stick around for the morning.
But do you want to stay for the morning? Because then you actually see what you fucked.
No. Well, it requires him getting called over the night before, even, and that's not happening. So
this is true.
There you go. That's okay. That's fine. I live my life. Fallon, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, you were cool as shit. This was a last second fill in. We had a guest that was lined up, couldn't make it. You stepped in. You're like, "Yep, I'm fucking down," and I love it. You are one fascinating individual.
Your ball fluffer there.
Yeah, absolutely. You are fucking interesting. I've been checking out your podcast. So now you have two viewers because I hear you say that you have one.
Finally. You and Jeff.
I've been checking it out, man. You make me fucking laugh. And you actually remind me a lot of my co-host here, Chris Tidwell. I feel like you might be Tid.
Reincarnated, but
I feel like you might be Tid with tits. Because I think you guys are so similar. The way that you straight face try to humiliate people with your words and just make them so uncomfortable, but never crack a smile. You two are kindred spirits.
I feel like we have the same size tit.
Tid? How big are you?
A possibility.
I feel like we have the same size.
I'm like a 54 around the bust. Last I checked. Cool. You know,
I haven't worn a bra in a long time, so I don't know.
Yeah. I've never worn one. Who's that is measured? One kink that I'm just not into. Yeah, so not there you that. Go.
Back problem,
isn't it? But isn't half the fun though? If that's the case, isn't half the fun just the deadpan, just being completely deadpan and seeing like you know what your launch is when you're saying something, right? Because I know that I do, and half the fun is I want to see if they even pick up on it, and half the time most people don't even fucking pick up on it, and so you just keep going with it. That's.
Well, you know what? Most of the time, I think people do pick up on it, but they're taken back and they don't know really how to respond. But I love the deadpan. I'm a fan of British comedy.
Mm. Okay. What did you grow up on?
You know the young ones?
Absolutely.
Love the young ones. Comedy Strip Presents.
Okay.
What else? Oh, you know what? I used to watch when I was a kid. Are You Being Served?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Absolutely. See, I grew up on the older version stuff, like the Fawlty Towers and Monty Python. Yeah. You know what I mean? Black Adder.
You know Rowan what? I have a story for Monty Python. I think it's in the Meaning of Life. There's a really quick section where they're in Africa, and I forget who, but he's wearing a big like lion's head, and they're actually making fun of my great great grandfather. He was a Zulu and killed a lion, and so I always find that hilarious. That is to me more special than my great great grandfather killing a lion. The fact that he's in Monty Python.
Has anybody ever called you and like said we need to fact check this whole thing?
you know what? There's documentaries out.
That's amazing. You can fact check
all you want, bitch.
I just think it's amazing because it's such a random story.
Are we on Joe Rogan? What's the fucking fact checking, buddy?
No, it's just
they don't fact check over there.
It's such a random story that like it's so amazing at the same time. That's why I asked.
I'm all about it. I want to ask you something. And this comes from one podcaster to another. I see you doing your thing, and there's lots of times when I see you interviewing fighters. Who Tid and I have interviewed hundreds of fighters over the years.
Seven.
Typically, at least seven. Typically, fighters, in my experience, tend to be very low-key, a little conservative, not politically conservative, but attitude-wise, reserved.
It's a poker face.
Poker face, sometimes understated, sometimes introverted. And then here's Fallon Dunn hitting them with questions about orgasms and sex life and everything else. Are you hoping that they will answer, or is part of the fun just making them squirm?
Both, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, both. Because when I have a guest on who can banter really well, that's what I love. So yeah, I like to see them squirm, but I think it's more fun when they get it and they bring it back to me,
right?
Because then go on, it can continue rather than it's just an awkward situation where the only person who gets the joke is me.
But sometimes that awkward silence is funny as shit, because I've seen it happen a few times on your show, and I love uncomfortable silences.
Yeah, I was a big fan of Norm Macdonald.
Oh, the best. The best when it came to uncomfortable silences.
I really wanted to meet him. That was, I think, one of the only people that I ever wanted to actually meet. Just because he's so fucking... He doesn't care. And I think he had something that a lot of us are missing. Laughing at life. We're all gonna die.
Not Tid.
We can't take shit too seriously. No.
No, Tid's immortal. He's been here for hundreds of years.
Oh shit! Can I have some of your blood?
This is the third reincarnation. This is what people fail to realize.
Well, you do look pretty pale. I don't know if it's the filter that you're using.
It's the lighting.
Have you been outside lately?
No. No.
Where are you coming from? That's where it looks like Satan's cave.
It might be.
You're very close. Very close. It's this side of purgatory still. It's not quite Satan's cave, but we'll get there. It's funny. Actually, we have that conversation before the show.
This reminds me of something I've seen on Fallon's show. Fallon, let's play that game. Guess Tid's race.
Whoa.
Ooh, okay.
Slow.
Your race is very slow. I'm going to pick
Tortoise and the Hare.
Trailer trash? Slow.
There might be a pinch of that.
I don't know. Have you been fucking your cousins?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I don't know. You look very pale.
That's probably the lighting.
Are you Mexican?
No.
Are you...
Just in my heart. In my heart, very much.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, you spend more time in Mexico than you do here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry? Native? Can I say native?
Absolutely. You can. Yep. Half.
Half? You are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What tribe?
Cherokee.
Okay, is that what you drive?
No.
She said, what drive? Not what drive. What drive? What... Cherokee Jeep.
Right? Yeah.
That's actually half, my drive.
Half Cherokee, half German, if you can figure that one out.
Oh, shit.
Right?
How did they get together?
Alcohol.
Who's who? Ah, alcohol. Alcohol helps. Yeah. So who's who? Your dad's Indian? Native, I mean?
Correct. Correct.
See, I can't say Indian because then the Indians will get mad at me. You know, the real Indian.
Indigenous? Well, it's different. Yeah, no, it's different. Indian, I'm not from India.
No, you're right? A fake Indian.
I'm North American.
Same difference.
Some neighborhoods.
That's good, though. Most people don't know what the hell tit is. I was still trying to figure it out after knowing them for all these years.
I would have to say you took more on the German side.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to drinking. How's the dick situation?
Is that a different color?
I mean, I get as much as I want.
You get as much dick as you want?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You get more than me.
Maybe you need to want
I'm
more.
I'm dry as a motherfucker up in here.
How's the dick situation? I get as much as I want.
Well, at least one of us is getting as much as we want.
That is Chris Tidwell, everybody.
But do natives have big dicks? I don't know.
Is that a thing? Is that a
thing? I've never had sex with a native.
Well, there you go. You have to shout it out. All those native homies, hit her up. Then you can have with more than two viewers.
Yeah, maybe dope. Three.
Dope.
Let's not get greedy.
Hit me up with your cousins, yo.
So, Fallon, talk to us a little bit about what you're doing. Every time I see you at Battle Arts, it feels like you're just there rolling. You're doing stuff. Are you training just for fun? Are you training to fight? What the hell are you doing?
Well, listen, you never know what's around the corner, okay? You never know who's going to piss you the fuck off. No, I'm more of a lover than a fighter.
Apparently you're not that either lately, though.
A lover?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not that at all. Shit, I got to work on it. I've got to rethink my whole entire life.
Right. Who the fuck am I?
Fuck. You brought up some good questions here tonight.
That's what we do.
Yeah, Battle Arts... you know what? They're just really cool guys. They came here, AC and Dave, they came by my studio, and they're just really genuine guys. I really like hanging out with them. And Aaron from Clinch Culture, amazing guy.
Mm-hmm.
He just called me up one day and was like, yo, let's do this. You know, being a woman in the industry, I gotta learn how to like throw some fucking elbows, yo. Not just suck dick. It can only get you so far.
Not just. That's Tid's theory. Not just.
Well, I would think that you got to start with one before the other. Maybe that's what's been happening.
No,
maybe you've been throwing elbows before the sucking of the dick, and they're not sticking around. You wait.
Really,
you
suck I find the dick, men prefer
then you
that.
Throw the elbows to get them go away.
I feel like men prefer the elbow first.
Well, I'm just talking from experience. I'm just...
You don't like a little slap?
Well, that's different than a fucking elbow.
Well, that depends on your pain threshold, yo.
Jesus Christ.
You know, you've got people that have hooks in their back.
Slapping and choking is way the fuck different than throwing bows from 12 to 6. Like...
That's a different fetish altogether.
Seriously.
Maim me, daddy.
I can't mess this up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mess this up.
Keep the moneymaker intact. That's cool. So, and the thick boys, you're over there, you're doing the thing. And basically, they just talk a lot of fight, right?
Yeah, they talk fight. They talk fight news and all that jazz.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're having fun with it.
Yeah, those guys are a lot of fun. Again, those guys are great guys. Yeah, they're just trying to do their thing and get the fuck out of Toronto.
I want to mention...
Actually, no, I love Toronto.
Yeah, you should love Toronto. It's a great city.
I love Toronto.
I want to mention to everyone out there, over the last few weeks, I have been letting the audience know of my side hustle, as if I don't have enough going on in my life.
You're selling your panties online? What?
That's next week's announcement. Shut up.
But I don't wear panties.
Mine, not yours.
So I'm saying I was thinking of doing that, but go on.
Oh. So I've been telling everybody about how I'm involved with this fun new product, OTT, Only the Toughest. Professional wrestling done the way that you want it done. First show is going to be held in Toronto on the Danforth, May 7th, 7 p.m. start time. Tickets available, onlythetoughest.ca. And kind of a cool thing, Miss Fallon Dunn is going to be our special ring announcer on that night. That's right. So I just want to remind you, though, that when you're in there doing your thing with your Fallon flavor, you can't be like, you know, this is a kid's show too. It's a kid's show.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah. So when you announce the guys, you're not going to be like, so what's the dick situation there?
No, I can rein that in. You know, I can think it.
Feel free to do all that shit backstage and we'll film it and we'll get extra content. That's all good. But you know,
have you already figured out how you're going to open the show yet?
Yeah.
Like have you written down what you're going to say? Like, you know,
kids show done. Kids right. show.
What I'm saying.
Listen.
Run it past us. Run it past us. Okay.
Listen.
The music lays down. The lights go up. The kids and ding, ding, today. Ding.
The kids today. They're all about breastfeeding. Okay.
The 10-year-olds.
Yo, have you seen these TikTok? White suburban women out there? They'd be breastfeeding until 20 with organic Pampers and shit.
What the fuck do you have in common with white suburban women? What are you doing here?
I see a lot of them.
Okay. We did
running. I see a lot of them running.
We did just get a text message that came in 437-375-2000. And this is directed to Dr. Tidd and Dr. Dunn. And it's a relationship question. And it says, I want to have your advice on this. My boyfriend recently came to me and said he wants to open our relationship. We've been together for 2 years and he wants us to start sleeping with other people together and separately on our own. I'm not sure. I'm pretty nervous. What do I do?
Don't do it.
That's it. It's a cold answer. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Well, now I feel like Tid's going to give the opposite advice.
No, I'm going to say start with a guy. Because he's thinking the
he
first
wants
one
to
he's
fuck somebody
do.
Else.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
what
thinking.
I'm saying. So
he's
you
thinking
hit him,
like, how can
so
I fuck somebody else?
You hit him
and
with
so
the, all right, let's do
this
and let's bring this, and you bring another dude home, and let's see how open you are to this, buddy.
You know, his asshole better open the fuck up. So,
yeah, that's my advice to the texter. I'd say
I just don't think that stuff works. I just feel like that's the beginning of the end.
I think that there are examples of people out there that live, as they say, ethically non-monogamous relationships and do it in a healthy way. I think there's examples where they could be happy. I think if you're going into it,
I think it's like, you know, you ever hear of the honeymoon stage?
Of course.
I think that's all that it is.
I think
that if you're in a monogamous relationship, things get like monotony and you need something, and as a guy you want to fuck somebody else, and listen, as a woman you want to fuck somebody else, and how are you going to do it? Well, let's have an open relationship, and then you start fucking other people and then you don't care about them anymore.
I think the big
and then it
thing,
becomes too much emotions.
I think the big yeah. thing is if you go to stuff like that as a result of desperation, then you're doomed. If you go into the relationship and you both have the mindset of this is who we are, this is the type of people we are, we're not monogamous.
But see,
this
here's is our the thing. Piece. Here's the thing. I feel like women will, and I've done it, but I feel like women will convince themselves that that's what they want to stay with the guy.
Mm.
Whereas a guy would be like, yo, if any of my exes, I come to them, yo, let's have an open relationship. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? That pussy is mine. I'm not sharing your pussy with other people. But it's more likely that the woman will compromise and, or not compromise, but even believe that that is what they want.
We just got another text message, 437-375-2000. It's from David. It says, Fallon, native guy here. What up, doe?
That's what the whole, up?
That's the whole dick text.
Pic, yo.
Your inbox is about to get flooded with cock.
Oh, shit. Well, at least I'll have something to rub one out to.
Jesus. All right. If you're going to send Fallon dick pics, please send them to Tid, too, so he doesn't feel left out.
I'm all right with that. then I could just forward them off when people ask me.
Now, do right. you care about girth?
Like my own? I don't really have anything others. To do with it. Oh, I mean, I don't. Whatever floats their boat, I guess. I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't really suck dick, if that's what you were, like, getting at.
Yeah, the problem is, you've gone with the joke so well that now she thinks you're legit.
Yeah, I really thought you were gay. I thought you were one of those straight gay guys. Like Tim Dillon.
Dude, I would be a very tough gay guy, I'm telling you that straight up. But, no.
Yeah, go ahead, put it in, I'll snap it off.
Yeah, but I feel like you would be a bottom, wouldn't you? Like, you'd be like one of those teddy bears.
No. No, I'm much bigger than a teddy bear. Straight up bear. Like, I am a top bunk motherfucker.
Nobody can climb you, eh? There's no mounting you.
No.
That's no. Legit. No, I don't even tickle my own sometimes. Well, that's not true.
I'll tell you, the time we did fool around, he threw me down.
Yeah.
What?
Can you still see your dick?
Like, as a group?
No, like if you stand up and you look down.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can see your wiener, right?
Yeah.
Good for
when
you.
When it's not hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's an accomplishment, man. Good job. Representing.
Yeah.
So Fallon, we're gonna see you May 7th at OTT. It's gonna be a lot of fun. You've got the PhD show. You've got the Thick Boy Fight Club. You're producing music. Anything that you got going on at Top Mutt that you want to shout out?
Well, I am working on a couple tracks for myself. But other than that,
that's how she goes.
That's all I want to say right now.
All right. Well, if you want to get at her, how do they find you online?
You can go to my website, FallonDunn.com, or you can go to Instagram, Fallon_Dunn. TikTok, I feel like TikTok's fucking me around.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
I don't think he's banning me.
Are you shadow banned?
I feel like it, yeah.
You gotta put the titties away. That's why. It's a kid's platform.
I did put the titties away.
It's a kid's platform, Fallon.
I put the titties away for that. Oh. And I'll remember to do that on the 7th. Yo, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going
to
be a lot of fun. And if you want to meet Fallon Dunn, get a picture with her, do any of that, autographs, I'm sure she'll do it all. Come on out. May 7th, OTT. Tickets are available. Onlythetoughest.ca. Of course, we have that huge main event. Harry, the Bulldog Smith, taking on Eric Redbeard, two former WWE stars. Of course, Redbeard recently in AEW. Harry recently with IWGP in Japan, as well as NWA. I was on the phone with Harry today for a good solid hour, and he is fired up for this fight, man. He is in the best shape of his life, and he is fucking fired up. And for those of you that have not yet seen it, go to the OTT Wrestling Instagram account, because yesterday they posted a photo of the brand new OTT Heavyweight Championship that those two big fuckers are going to be fighting for. It is gorgeous. It's based on the old North American title, you know, the big belt tid that Magnum TA wore back in the 80s.
I'm very familiar with it. Yeah,
it is.
Did
I was
change?
What's that?
You look good.
It is. It's stylized after.
Thank you.
Oh, he did a costume change.
He did a costume.
No, it got hot in here. I took off my sweatshirt. Yeah,
okay. If we talk a little longer, he'll be naked.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, so go check it out, man. It's a really cool thing. The Instagram account OTT Wrestling. It's going to be a lot of fun. Fallon, thanks for joining us. I got to say though, before you go, I am shocked that in the history of this program, we have had not one but two different women that voluntarily, without any coaxing on our end, decided to get topless, and you're not one of them. I'm just surprised. Whoa. I'm just surprised.
Crazy.
You talk a good game.
I do. You know what? My bark is bigger than my bite.
Yeah, keep it that way. It's a lot safer that way.
Yeah, well, I like to keep my shit intact, you know.
It's probably a good idea. That's foul and done, everybody.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
All right. There she goes.
I'm a fat boss. I'm a fat boss. I'm a fat boss.
There she goes, everybody. That is Tid. My name is Donnie. We are about to wrap this one up. Tid, any final shout-outs? Any final thoughts?
No, absolutely none. It's been an interesting week. I guess we'll do it all again next week. And for those of you that are just sitting there chilling, go watch some pornography now.
Ooh, that's a good idea. What kind of porn are you going to watch tonight, Tid?
I have no idea yet. I don't know. Maybe something with honey gold. Honey gold.
What is that? Do I need to
look her up? Look her up.
Oh, that's her name. Honey gold. Yeah. I thought that was like a kink.
No.
Like you're digging for honey. I don't know.
You're welcome.
I have no idea. All right. I'll look her up. Honey gold. That is Notorious TID. On behalf of our bro, Danny O, that is not here this week, but will be back next week. My name is Donnie DeSilva. We will see you next time.
Another one.